I was able to surmise that to my tough West African parents, all of these things were some version of love. Love can be strange. Back then, everything was. I was an elementary school student from Liberia, and I did not understand a lot of what was going on around me. I had so much to learn then, I still do now. I grew up in a home that my parents fortified with light, laughter, and love against the terrifyingly unknown aspects of our new country that were gathering right outside of the apartment door. My parents knew little about hamburgers, comic books, video games, and hip-hop. Much to their confusion, these were the things that became my new nationality. In our home, the typical pre-adolescent battles that should have been waged over remembering one's chores were instead fought over the fact that for a time, I abandoned Jollof Rice for Happy Meals, Anansi for Spider-Man, and High Life for hip-hop. My parents would not have it. Each day, they would see to it that I ate proper Liberian meals. They would tell me stories until my sides hurt from laughter, and my mother's hi-fi cassette tapes poured Liberian soul into every room of the house. My mother and father reminded me constantly that I would always be Liberian, that I would always be me. Stop trying so hard to be them, Cornelius. They are great in their own way. You are great in yours. As an educator in a system that feels like it can sometimes value compliance over creativity, I remember those words often. We are asked to do a lot in this work. This does not bother me. We are here to do great things. What concerns me is that given the profound challenges that we face in the classroom, we are most frequently asked to try really hard to be them. We are asked to be them when our responses to children are dictated by what the curriculum allows as opposed to what kids need. We are asked to be them anytime we are asked to adopt a classroom stance that does not honor multiple ways of being, knowing, and communicating. We are asked to be them when we are told to work in ways that are blind to the context of family, community, culture, power, and oppression. As educators, we know that we find much of our power in collaborative work. When our ways of seeing children, planning for them, facilitating opportunities, and reflecting on those experiences are informed by what we learn from each other, all kids benefit. Being our brilliant, passionate, and creatively flawed selves is hard. We invent things, try them, and make mistakes. Our successes are not overnight, and the work required to get to them can feel imperfect. When we are not being assaulted by our lack of sleep, we are besieged by the guilt, fear, and uncertainty that are often associated with not always having the answer. In loving response to this, there are movements in our profession that seek an alluring kind of uniformity, one that promises to make this work easier by rooting it in a fidelity to mandate that threatens to homogenize us into a collective them. Love can be strange, but we don't have to be that. We don't have to be them. You, friend, are already great in your own way, and I think that we can be great together. No matter what drew us to teaching or how we got here, we all have a few things in common. To start, we all want better. The paths that we have chosen to actualize better are as varied as our expertise, our backgrounds, our communities, and our schools. Still, we as a profession are united in the reality that we want better experiences for children and young adults. We want them to have access to art, music, and movement. We want them to know more science and math and history. We have done everything in our power to create opportunities for them to read well, think critically, and write expressively. I know this. I also know the world that I see outside my window, and I'm not okay with it at all. I know that the things that we want for children cannot happen optimally if kids attend schools that are under-equipped to serve them or their communities. Growing up, I knew that my ability to make and sustain a life for myself was intimately connected to my teacher's ability to authentically see me, a relative outsider, and to effectively teach me. Many of them excelled at this, but as my friends and I matured,